Okay, today's daf is Arach and Daf Chav Ches, and we are on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We'll pick it up by the two dots, about six or seven lines up from the bottom of the Amud. So we started Perak Hamakdish Es Sadehu, Bizman She Bishasha Eina Yovel Noheg. Remember two prakim ago, all these two or three daf prakim. We spoke about the dinim of Sadeh, differences between the two, and limitations on when one is allowed to redeem it, when one is not allowed to redeem it. So we spoke about how we know that the Bialim is Podei with a Chomesh, when one is takes it and Podei for the Beis HaMikdash. But what happens in a case where there is there's an auction, you try to get the highest price, and there's the Bialim, the owner, and someone else. As remember, if you remember, we learned at the beginning of the Perek Shum HaYisomim, a couple of prakim back on Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez, we learned that when we announced for Hekdesh, we asked for 60 days, Shishim Yom. We discussed then, Machlokas Rishonim, is there another option when it comes to Hekdesh, or just by Yisomim? By Yisomim, it could either be 30 days, either every day, or if you want to do longer, it could be every Monday and Thursday. Different options, even though it would be only less days, but it might be more meaningful if you spread it out. But that was Machlokas regarding Yisomim. When it comes to Hekdesh, there is no choice given in the Gemara. And the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah discussed that in Hilchos Erechin. But for 60 days, we try to get the best price. So what happens if there are two bidders? There's the owner and there's someone else. Those were all the cases that we mentioned in yesterday's Mishnah. If there's someone else that bids, has a bid, but the owner with his chomesh would be more than that bid, so then we allow and we force, and we give it to the owner with his chomesh, but with an added point that we make him pay the principal that he had off, that the other person had offered. So even though the owner says 20, I'll give 20, and the acher says 21, the owner doesn't have to give 25, which is his bid plus the chomesh. He has to give 21 plus the chomesh, but the chomesh only goes on the 20, not on the 21. Because the whole idea of adding one is a chumrah on him, because it's not appropriate for Hekdesh not to have the highest bid accepted. So we accept the highest bid and make him pay it, but because his chomesh would outweigh the other bid, so we make him give the chomesh to his original plus the extra amount of the principal that is added. So that's what we discuss, all the different cases in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, which the Gemara is continuing. But the Mishnah had pointed out, that's what we're up to right now, She'ein mosif et chomesh, alleluia. Right, he doesn't have to add chomesh for the extra, like the case of 20 and 21. He only has chomesh for the 20, and he gives 25. But he doesn't give chomesh for the extra one. He doesn't have to give 5 plus a quarter of the one. That he does not have to do. So Amar of Chizda, Lo Shadu Elish Lo Nisho Mekdesh Begimel. This is only, when does he not have to give the chomesh on the added one, meaning the acher had offered more. He doesn't have to give chomesh. That's only if it wasn't estimated by three people and it wasn't evaluated that that's how much it cost. Avonisha Mekdesh Megillah. But what if the land had three people evaluate it and it was, the price was what the acher had said? It's the higher price. So then Mosifin, not only then does he have to pay the chomesh of the 20, but then you would have to pay the chomesh of the extras. That is the Ha'ara of Rav Chizda. Stop there for a moment. Rashi here notes, Rashi towards the bottom of the Amud, says you don't need 10. Doesn't the first Mishnah Zedhedjin say you need 10 when you estimate land for Hekdesh? So don't you need Asara, maybe Tisha v'Kohen? The Mishnah even says, so Rashi is Lobin and Asara. The Avagav, the Shuma, the Hekdesh Boy Asara. Kedamina b'Sanhedrin, like the first Mishnah Sanhedrin says, Hakarko is Tisha v'Kohen. You need 10. So what does Rav Chizda say? That you only need 3 for estimation, not 10. Hacharabusa kamashmalan. Here is the Chiddush. Tekivan de Amri Tlasa, Lo Mahadrinan Asara, Yosef Chomesh, Alleluia. Once 3 said it, okay, have 10. But if 3 said it, Rashi sounds like Bid the Eved, you don't have to go after 10. Once 3 have estimated, you don't have to go after 10. Rashi seems to say just the L'Chadchila Bid the Eved type of halacha. If you look in Tosfos and Maseches Temura, Tosfos and Temura has a different pshat. He said maybe there's a difference between if it's an Acher or if it's the Bialim. Says Tosfos there in Temura, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Dibur Maskal Lo Amru, says Tosfos, let me just find the line. The Tosfos says towards the end, Vitzarach Lomar, says the Hacham Ashva Davi Mechala Mechula Betray. Yod Shmuel Hechi Garam Mechula Shem Apruta Vitzarech Lomar to Hacham Mayri Bal Habayis Hapod the Hektish Shalom. If somebody is being poded their own Hektish, so then three is enough. V'chi Hagav Namer Shmuel, and that's where Shmuel says the principle of Mechula Al Pachos Mishavya. That it can be mechulal on even less than its value if it's the owner. But aval gizbar ha mocher hektish tzarech shlosha o asara lamarket islay lamarket islay. Could be a difference between the owner and the acher. Maybe there could be a difference in lumdis and conceptual. What's happening? Why should there be a difference? Is that just on a practical level? The owner would pay more anyway, so we don't have to have as high of a standard. Or there's something different. If the owner is buying it back, that's more of a not a retraction, but going back to its original state, unlike where there's an acher. So maybe there's a difference what's happening conceptually in the two, and that would have a different standard in terms of how many estimators would be needed. Tosas and Megillah discusses, we haven't mentioned this in a while, Tosas and Megillah discusses, interesting that it's 3 or 10. Right? Rashi quotes that Gemara, the Mishnah, the beginning of Sanhedrin, 10. Don't we need... Isn't there a problem with Benson Shackle? Right? Tosas and Megillah wonders that without answering the question. Tosas and Mesech and Megillah says, don't you need Benson Shackle? And therefore, why would it be that one would be able to use 10? Isn't it a problem? That's what Tosas says here. The little Tosas here on Chav Gimel on the base. Tosas says, there you have the whole list in Megillah of how many, what's 10? Asara Kohanim. Kashali Amilo Bayakharasar, they bested Shakla Bakhodavar, Shutalish Omi Bishikaladas. Fine, Tosas already alludes to the fact that sometimes we'll allow an even number of Bezdin, or have an odd number of Bezdin in cases where there's no decision being made. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. Right? What if there's just a Maisa Bezdin? So there also the Mishnayah seem to say that you need a Bezdin note. Right, but remember the Tosas at the beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza. Tosas wonders why Chalitza needs three. Right, because a bezin shakel, you have 2 plus a bezin shakel. Gemara says, but 1 minute, you're not making any decisions. So Tosas there has 2 days. Tosas either says, no, there could be something that comes up by chalitza 2. There could be a machlokes. How big was the shoot? Did he do the rakika properly v'chulu? Or second Tosas has a second day. Whenever you need bezin, you need a bezin nota. Period. Meaning bezin shakel is not just a problem because it might be a stalemate. That might have been the original reason, but once that was decided, so then the essence of the definition of a bezdin is a bezdin nota, right? Even if it's not no decision being made. But different Bali Tosas, different Rishonim have different questions about that. But Tosas here, Megillah, Daf Chaf Gimel wonders about the 10 that Rashi brings up. Why do you need 11? Right? Bezdin nota, isn't that a requirement? And don't you need Shikol Adas? So the Turei Evan says there in Megillah, Daf Chaf Gimel, it's a long piece. The Turei Evan says there in one line that maybe the difference is you don't need a bezdin note here. The efsher li lomar the hacha gabi pidyon hektish elo inyul bezdin shakol. Why the hani mili to buy a bezdin shakol kalhecha dasli the basar ruba. If there's going to be a decision and you're going to follow the majority of the dayanim, so that's where you need a bezdin note. Lefichach im yachloku she echad machri letzad echad aval gabi hektish the rabbi rachmana asara chiddush of the Turei Evan. In this decision, it needs to be unanimous, says the Turei Evan. It's not like there's going to be a machlokas of the dayanim, and you're going to go by the majority. It needs to be unanimous. So it doesn't matter. What do you mean? It's never going to be a stalemate. It has to be unanimous. You have to have all 10. It's not going to be 6 and 4. So therefore, there's no problem of having Bez and Shokol. Vafilu echad ma'akev. Even one would be ma'akev if he doesn't agree to the 10. The time of the Milsa, and he quotes, not from a Gemara, Mishub dahasam amrinan. He quotes a Gemara, and he quotes Balam Mishub note, Tzarech fachanam, even that Tzarech mikra asya, Tzarech sheidas kulan shavos. I've got that he quotes back and forth a little bit. But anyway, that's the Turei Evan. Why 10 would be okay, and you wouldn't need a bez denote in that context of estimation of karka. But again, Rashi here says that the difference is between b'dieved, if you did 3 already, and the hektish wins in that case, you have the higher one, so then we would leave it. Good. Vayter, Tanya Nami Hachi, the Braisa also says, so usually this line is not so controversial. You have this line 1,000 times in Shas. Tosfos here has a different pshat, different girsa, Tanya. He takes out the Nami Hachi, because usually Tanya Nami Hachi is a brisa that totally supports exactly what we just said. And here, it doesn't seem that way. Because here, Rav Chisda is going to be supported, at least at the beginning, by Beis Shammai. That's not such a tiny nami hachi. He wouldn't want it to be like Beis Shammai. So Tosfos either says, change the girsa. It's just a Tanya. It's a related brisa. And he quotes, that's what Rabbi Tam had the girsa. And he says, if you have the girsa, so then it's going to be an unusual tiny nami hachi. It's Tanya Mehachi, which means, Tanya, it's a related brisa, and Rav Chisda holds like one of the following opinions. Right, we'll see at the end, it could be that we flip Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But it's not as pashit of a Tanya Namihachi as we usually have. The Shiva Kobez has also wonders about this girsa as well, when we have brises supporting Rav Chisda. So let's see what it says. Tanya Namihachi Beis Shammai Omrim. Mosifin, Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Ein Mosifin. Beis Shammai says that you do add on the Chomesh to the Iluyo, to the other one's higher bid. Beis Hillel says no. So Yechidami, what exactly is the case? E de lo nishom, if it hasn't been estimated by three, so my time is Beis Shammai, why would Beis Shammai say that you have to give Mosif based on the higher price? El de nishom, it must be that it was nishom, and therefore Beis Shammai is the precedent for Rav Chisda. So Lema Rav Chisda Amar Beis Shammai, could that really be true? We'd rather not say that Beis Shammai is that precedent. So all of the lo nishom, really, it has not been evaluated yet. Beis Shammai Machmirin and Afal Pikein. Beis Shammai says if there's a higher price, not only do we make the Baal HaBayis pay the higher price, but we even make the Chomesh go by the higher price. It's a Chumra D'Rabbanan of Beis Shammai. One answer. Ibayis, but that doesn't really help with Rav Chisda, at least it's not a Tanya Nami Hachi, right? Because it's not talking about the same case. Iba Yisabel Olav did Nisho, or maybe it was Nisho, but Eifach, and then it's a Tanya Nami Hachi. V'Eifach, Beis Shammai, Omrim, Ein Mosif, and Beis Shammai is the one that says Ein Mosif, and Beis Hillel says Mosif. V'listik Abikuli, Beis Shammai, Mechumer, Beis Hillel. So if it's switched, so why don't we list this in the cases where we have the groups of the Kulas of Beis Shammai and Chumer, Beis Hillel? This would be his Chumra. So number three, Ela Olam de Lo Nisho. Go back to the beginning, Beis Shammai Mechmirin. So we end up Lo Maskana that it's not a Tanya Nami Hachi, it's not supportive of, because it's a different case than what Rav Chisda spoke about, but either way, we end up saying that it's not at least it's not a kasha on Rav Chisda, because the case is talking about a case of Lo Nisho, and he's talking about a case of Nisho. Good. So again, we try to bring a brisa, it did not support. Remember, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a fascinating ka'ari in terms of what a brisa is supposed to be. Right? We have Tanya or Tanya Namihachi here. What a brisa is supposed to be and how we're supposed to look at it conceptually. If you look in the introduction to the Emes LeYaakov Al HaTorah, he discusses this in the same context where he's talking about Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and the relationship between Nevi'im and Ksuvim and Torah. So there, he builds based on a Rashi and Maseches Tainus on Daftes. Right, the Gemara there says that Rabbi Yochanan once found his nephews, the children of Reish Lakish, Ashkechei, Rabbi Yochanan, Linuka de Reish Lakish, to Yosef and Ka'amar, and they were saying over a Pasuk, Yivelas Adam de Salav Darkov, Al Hashem, Yizaf Libo, Yosef Rabbi Yochanan v'kame Tame, Omar, Mi Yikamidi, Dixivi v'ksuvei, Dolo Remizi ba'oraisa. Is there anything in Ksuvim that the hint of it is not found in the Torah? That was the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan said. Rashi, there in Tainus Daf Tes on Aleph, Shachumish hu yisod neviim uksuvim ubekulam yismach limso min haTorah. Chumish is the yisod of neviim and Ksuvim, and in all of them you can find the smach from the Torah. So, what exactly does that mean? So, let me just ask another question before he answers. I think he might bring this in later on also. I don't remember. But, right, the Gemara says, I think in the beginning, Maseches Brachas, right, Ve'ed al-Lachas, HaTorah, Ve'ha-Mitzvah, the pasuk referring to our Sinai, and the Gemara says, this is referring to Torah, this is referring to Nevi'im Ksuvim, this is referring to... Nevi'im Ksuvim didn't happen yet. What do you mean they were given on our Sinai? How could that be? Right, so explains Rabbi Yaakov, the relationship between Nevi'im Ksuvim and to Torah could be the same type of relationship that Bryce's are to Mishnayos. It's an expansion, it's a delving deeper, based on Ilfa. Remember the line of Ilfa? It appears at least in two places in Shas where Ilfa says, Aksubis Lamachtes, maybe Ilfa was the one that left the Beis Medrash, Martinus Chaf Aleph, and he didn't go back, and Rabbi Yochanan went back, and he didn't go back. If I would have gone back, I would have been as great. So Ilfa often said, he used to sit on the mast, the edge of a boat, and say, if anybody wants to give me a brisa, I'll tell you where the source of the brisa is in the Mishnah. And if I can't, I'm jumping off the boat. That's Ilfa. But what do you see from Ilfa's statement? That brises are really reflections and expansions of Mishnais. Hare chazina l'rabbeinu akadosh klal to kol dinei abraisa benuscha de masdisan. Who ilfa yachol adaye kein mi lishonos haMishnah ukemo chein kol divrei anaviim klalim kilolam haTorah b'Torahs Moshe. V'zeh mashagilo lanu Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, and that's what Reish Lakish says. De Moshe Rabbeinu Kibel Misina. Oh, maybe you quoted this Gemara earlier. Maybe I didn't, at the beginning of this, piece. I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, Brachas. Brachas Daf Hei. Luchos Eilu Aseres Adibros. Torah Zemikra Mitzvah Zemishnah Asher Kasafti Eilu Neviim Uksuvim. Hey, I'm an Aleph. What do you mean Neviim Uksuvim? It didn't happen yet. The messages of Neviim Uksuvim were already given at our Sinai, just like Bryce's are, the root of it is in the, is in the Mishnah. Then he's, that's what he says. V'divir Rabbi Yochanan Eilu Lameidim Anu Hayachas Ha'amiti Bein HaTorah L'Neviim Uksuvim. We spoke about this when we started the Navi Shir a number of years ago. So we had Hakdama to the to Neviim. So we quoted this Rabbi Yaakov there too. Ein davar sheino ramas batora hafokba vafokba tekulaba ein shum matzav sheino kasevba shum sheela sheino nifteresba kshiran is purim. The Gemara asks, right? Esther benatar minayin. What's the Gemara doing there? What's the Gemara mean by that? So that's what we have to find. We have to find a smach. Gemara chulin kuflamid kuflamites, or the Gemara elsewhere. The Gemara says until Yecheskel came, who said it? Alav loy b'sinai, and Yecheskel was magalit by the iser of Arel doing avoda. Either way, that's Neviim and Ksuvim to Torah, Brises to Mishnah, and whenever we have a here we have a machlok, we have a machlokas in the Gersos, whether it's a Tanya, Tana, Mihachi, what purpose the Brises are serving, so it's a good idea to review that that discussion. Okay, says the Gemara. Omar Echad, Hare Elu Hu Shali Be'esr V'sheish V'chulu. So if you look, if you remember, in the last case of the Mishnah, the Mishnah said, what if somebody says 26? So if somebody offers 26 and the Bialim offer 20, so there, lechora, we should let the other person get it. Because the Bialim say 20, so with Chomesh, he'll only give 25 to Hekdish, and the other person's going to have to give 20, and the other person's offering 26. So says the Mishnah, back in the last line of the Mishnah, if somebody says 26, imratzu ha-Bialim with eshlosh ve'echav ha-dinar, Bialim kolman. So the Bezdin offers, if the Bialim want to up their price, they want to give 20, 31, so then that would beat the, that would beat it. So, cause that would be, they're offering 26. He's offering, no, it would be 30 if it was 25 plus 5. But if you want to offer 31 and a dinar and another quarter, right? So then the Bialim would come first. But if not, we say to the other, we say, Yigatich, it's yours. So says Rash, says the Gemara. What does that mean in Ratsu? Ratsu in lo, Ratsu lo. What do you mean? If they want. Amri asa gavra b'chariken. First of all, why can't he just say, you have somebody in my place? What do you need me for? Somebody's offering more, so let him do it. The dinar my vizite, and what's the extra dinar? What's the 31 plus a dinar? So, Amar, Rav Sheish is Hachi Gamar. You're right. Technically, if they don't want to give the dinar a regular case, you don't have to give the dinar. What's the dinar? Amar, Rav Sheish is Hachi Gamar. This is all what the Braisa means. If he would want Hachi Gamar, just, the Rishiv Gubezer just asks, what's the, if they want to do anything, they can do anything. He just asked, what's the Rabusa? What's the Rabusa Hacha? Okay. Anyway, so Hachi Gavar. Imratzu Baila Meikara Litein Cheshbon Hamagiel Echav Eshlosha Medinar. If he would want, if the Baila would want to give to a bid, that would make a total of 31 plus 1, so to speak, 31 plus a dinar, hey chidami, and what would that be? That's if he would offer 26. Damar Basser, offer 21. Damar Basserim ve'echad, ha-bailam kodman, so then the bailam would be kodim. In that case, the total would be 31, because he would have to add on from the other person. So if he would say 21 and the other person would say 25, he would have to add on the extra 5, which would be 26, plus an extra 5 of the chomesh, plus the one dinar, ha-bailam kodmim, ve'im lav omelo higatich. Because 21, they would have to give a chomesh of the one also, not just of the 20. Okay, so if he would want to do this, right? The sheet, there's, you know, if he'd want to do anything. But if he'd want to, once he hears that bid, if he want to really have a parallel bid plus a winning bid, then this is how much he would do. But again, me'ikar hadin, if he would just say 20 and the other person would say 26, we'll let the other person have it, and that would be it, because the hekdesh would gain in that case. Okay, that's all part one of this perek. First daf, and that is all about continuation of the Steachuza discussion and the Geula. Now we get into another area which has not come up in the Masechta yet, and that's in terms of Cheirim. We know the Torah discusses at the end of B'chukosai, there's another way to be makdish something. There are different words we've already had. Neder and Nedava are different words. Archin and Damim, Dimei Alai, Erech Alai, right? All of those are different ways of giving things to the Beis HaMikdash. Now we have another way, based on Sukkim. The Torah says that a person can be machrim something to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's machrim? So usually we associate the word cherem with excommunication, shamta, right? You're excluded, you're out, it's a bad thing. So it is related. It is related. The Rishonim discussed that the term machrim means, the Radak writes in one place, cherem means like destroyed. So it's destroyed from my rishus. So it's going to be in someone else's rishus. That's cherem. Or the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in Shin Nun Zion. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses the word cherem is like a lashon of klala, right? The cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. What do all those charamim mean? It means Rabbeinu Gershom says, before I should explain, that really a lot of these things might have been usher before Rabbeinu Gershom, right? You were allowed to open people's mail beforehand. Oh, came up with a chiddush. Can't open somebody else's mail, right? Or divorcing your wife bal karach, having more than one wife. It wasn't a good idea before Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom just gave it teeth, right? If somebody does this, they have a curse on them, right? Cherem, the Rabbeinu Gershom. So cherem means a curse. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, that's what it means. If somebody says a cherem on their property, so that means it's cursed while it's in their rishus, and that's why it goes to a different rishus. That's what how the word cherem means that it's not supposed to be in his rishus. And whose rishus should it go in if it's not mine? Hektish. Right, hektish, that's the natural state, kind of like the Amir Rasul HaGavol, Kibz Rasul HaHedyo, it's easier, because, remember as the Yerushalmi says in Maseches Kedushin, L'Hashem Aretz Meloah, really the whole world is Hashem's Kinyin Chatzer, so the second, it's not in my Rishus, and Mamela could go to Hashem's Rishus. So too, that the Chinuch says in Shin Nun Zayin, he just says it a little more flowery than I just said it. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shin Nun Zayin, what's the mitzvah of Shin Nun Zayin? Machrim Minachasav. Dine charamim. That's the mitzvah. That's the klomar. Komi shehechrim davar minachas of stam. Right, it goes to the Kohen, the different charamim. This Kohani and Bedekabayis, as we'll see. But all of those mitzvahs I say for the Bezdin to figure out exactly where it goes. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. Yisrael are blessed. The nation is blessed. Lefisha Yisrael hua amasher bachar hakel mikol shar ha'amim la'avodaso ulahakir shmo. Right, Hashem chose us. V'heim einam tachas memshalas mazalos asher cholak Hashem l'chol amim. And we are not under other constellations. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. As the Ramban talks about this often, the Ramban emphasizes one extra point in Achremos and in Toldos. Right, that is only in Eretz Yisrael. Not only B'nai Yisrael, but B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael have the super duper intense direct hashgacha. Right, B'nai Yisrael in general have a certain level of hashgacha relative to other nations, but in Eretz Yisrael even more. But the Chinuch is not involved in that right now. They are not, B'nai Yisrael are not, don't have any intermediaries. He quotes the Haggadah. Hashem did it directly, himself. V'lachin, says the Sefer HaChinuch. And therefore, you wouldn't think you'd find such an amazing statement in the mitzvah of Cherem. You'd think, what is Charamim going to talk about? It's right here. Avon B'nai Yisrael, who are machzik b'taraso, umis atrim ba'avodaso, lo tanuach b'hem rak tova v'shefa bracha, v'ruach nediva v'tahora tismachem. B'nai Yisrael are all about bracha. All about goodness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Via hefich, the opposite is me'era v'cherem. That's on oyvehem v'sonehem. And therefore, al kein, ki yitza ruach echan behem. If somebody in B'nai Yisrael literally is short of ruach, meaning he's angry, v'yotzi mipiv lashon klala v'cherem ha'mamona v'karkosav, and he says cherem on a property of theirs. Shei tachas ha'bracha. What do you mean? B'nai Yisrael are bracha, and now this is klala. Can't stay. They don't mix. Hodio akasiv sheyafsher lo lahotzio mirishus hamavorach lirishus acher. You can't just switch it to somebody else's rishus. Lefisha kol asher liyisrael sheim chelak Hashem lohu umashakana eved kana rabo. Avam mikol makom achash yadano beemes Ki kavanas amarim lahotzi oso adaver mereshuso ro'ui lahashlim chepso v'yashuv bereshus adonav v'yekod kodesh. It should revert back to Hashem. V'yashuv bereshus adonav v'yekodesh, and that's what it says by the charamim. Again, getting into how it works. Again, but he says if yiksaruach, a person could use this mechanism even without yiksaruach. Somebody just wants to give bimachrim. As we'll learn, if somebody wants to give it, some charamim or go to the kohanim, there aren't too many other mechanisms. How do I give something to the kohen? I want to give it to the kohen. He doesn't want to accept my gift. Right? Soni matanas yichya. I have a good friend who's a kohen, and I know it's his mishmar this week, and I want to give him something, and he's not going to take it. I have a great idea. I'm going to be machrim it to the kohanim, and I'm going to specify that it's going to go to the kohanim, so he's not going to have a choice. Right? Not going to have a choice. Maybe that's why somebody would be using chayrim. But there's chayrim also to bedek habayis as well. Okay. So with that background, so we did one line so far today. Machrim, Adam, Mitzono, Umibekro. A person can be machrim from any of his property. From his sheep, from his bakar, Umeavadov, Umishevchosav Hakananim. Right, what are you going to do with, what's Hektish going to do with, you know, my Shvachos, right, or my Boker? As we'll see, some Charamim don't go to the Kohanim, and it's Chulin Biyara Kohanim. That's fine, they'll take it. And if it's the base of Mikdash, they'll sell it, right? Bet the Gabayis, different charamim, as we will see. Umi Steachuza, so, as we said, it's going to be a gift from their Steachuza. Vim Hechrim as Kulam Einim Uchramim Div Rebbe Lezer. You can't be Machrim all of your property. Right? Like, you can't give all your property as Truma. You can't be Machrim all, and if you did, it didn't work. Right? Einim Uchramim Div Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer says you can't be Machrim everything. There's a discussion here in the Rishonim. What does everything mean? What about everything of one type? What about all your tzon or all your bakar? Are these listed separately on purpose? So it sounds like sonu, the Shimon Gubetz says, sonu bakar, that's one type. If you give all your tzon, that's okay. Right? It has to be, right, in Osa Aleph, he discusses this. If you give avadim shvachos, that's a different one. Look at the Rambam in the Arachin also discussed this in Vav Beis. Machrim adam min bikro umitzonu. Me avadim shvachos vananim izvayachuza. Avalo yachrim kol behemto. V'lo kol avadav, v'lo kol sadosav. V'lo kol min sheishlo mishar hametaltas. The Rambam seems to say that all animals are one category, all sados are one category, all people are one category. That's the Lashon of the Rambam in Arachin in Vav Beis. In Vav Beis. But Rabbi Lazar says you can't give everything. Oh, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, ma'am legavoa in other mashal achrim kol nechasav. If you can't give all of your property to the Beis Hamikdash, alachas kama v'kama, she'adam chasal nechasav, a person should take care of their property. Right, the Gemara talks about a couple of times. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Chasam Amono She Yisrael. Two different makoros for that. Right, is based on Tzaras, to put everything out of the Bayis Menuga. Right, or other different makoros in Chazal. But either way, Rabbi Azari says if for Hektish you can't give everything away, Kavah Chomer, and surely a person should be Chas Al Nechasav. That's the context of concept of Bal Tashchis a little bit. That's the Gemara in Chulin also. Remember the Gemara in Chulin we had back on Tzadi Aleph. Right, the Yaakov Avinu goes back for the Pachim Ketanim. What does the Gemara there say about Pachim Ketanim? That Tzadikim are very machpid about every little thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them. The Gemara at the bottom of Sadi Alpha and Aleph here. That's the Sugis if you're a member of Yaakov finding the Malach. The Gemara says, Nishtayar Pachim Ketanim, Vivasu Yaakov Levado, Mikan le Tzadikim, Shechaviv Aleim Amonim Yoser Migufam. Tzadikim are Chaviv, Kolkach Lama, What does that mean? That they love their gashmis more than their ruchnius? Chas v'shalom. It means that they recognize every little thing Hashem gives them was for a purpose. If Hashem gives it to me, so then it must be that Hashem wants me to have it, and I'll be careful with it. It's in the Gemara in Shabbos. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin, the Gemara about the Dan L'Kav Schus Gemaras. Right, the Gemara there says, Hadan Chaber L'Kav Schus, Dan L'Kav Schus. Then quotes this very unusual story that somebody goes to get their payment from a Baal HaBayis, and the Baal HaBayis has everything. And he says to the Baal HaBayis, could I have food? He says, I don't have any money, I'm sorry. Could I have fruit? Sorry, I don't have any. Could I have karka? Sorry, I don't have any. Could I have animals? Sorry, I don't have any. And he sees that everything, the silos and the barns, everything is full. So he goes home, okay, he goes back, and the owner comes in to him after a Yom Kippur and says, I have everything now. He says, let me just ask you a question first. What were you thinking? What were you thinking when I said I don't have any money? So he says, I thought you like invested it and, you know, it wasn't yours. And what about when I said I don't have any animals? I thought you already hired them out. Muskeres biadachir. And what about when I said I have no karka? I thought you hired it out. What about, I have no fruit, I have no anything? I thought shemehikdash kol nechasav lashamayim. I thought you were makdash all of them. And the owner says, Chavoda, that's exactly what I did. Hidarti kol nechasai b'shil horkenis b'ni shlo asak b'torah. Not that he did the right thing. I gave it all away. And you were dalakav schus, you were exactly right. And when I came to my chaveri shebedarom, they were mater my neder, and now I have money to give you. So that's the Gemara. To ask the Achronim. So how was he able to do that? To give all his property to the Beis HaMikdash? The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to give everything to the Beis HaMikdash. That's only in terms of cherem, but in terms of hektish, you can. But some say, no, maybe that was exactly the mater neder. That was the Pesach. You're not allowed to do that. What are you doing? That was the Gemara doesn't say exactly why the Chachamim were Matir is Neder, but maybe that's exactly the Matir is Neder because of this idea. In Dalakav Schus, again, we don't have time to go into the whole thing now, there is one amazing line. Dalakav Schus, what's the pashtus of Dalakav Schus? To, you know, it's a Mar B'Shalom. And if I think good about people, then I'm going to like them more and be friendly with them more. Mar B'Shalom. There is another idea mentioned in the Rishonim about Dalakav Schus. And maybe it's even meduyik in the language of the Gemara that we just read. Hadon l'kaschus, donin osolus chus. There's a question that some of the Baalim Achshav asked in that Gemara. What does that mean? In the future, when Hashem, if you're don l'kaschus, Hashem is going to be don l'kaschus you too. Hashem doesn't have to be don l'kaschus. Hashem knows. Hashem knows exactly what your kavanas were. What does that mean? Hashem is going to be don l'kaschus. So some say it's mida k'neged mida, but maybe if you look closely, it doesn't say hadon es chavir l'kaschus, donin osol l'kaschus. It says donin oso lizchus. Doesn't say lakavschus. Maybe that gives away the secret. The smack in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Reish Chav Hei, says don lakavschus is not only about Mar B'Shalom. Don lakavschus is, if I think better of other people, that will affect my own behavior. Meaning if I think I'm around tzaddikim, and I think of them as tzaddikim, then I'm going to think, oh, I better do better. I'm the only Russia here. I'm the only Avar Yani. I'm the only guy, right, if nobody's listening to my Lashon Hara, if I think that nobody wants to hear my Lashon Hara, I'm not going to talk Lashon Hara, because I don't want to be the only Chote in the room. So, says the Smak at the end of Reish Chav Hei, Ki b'chlau zeh l'odun chaver l'kavzchus, shemitok sheyadunu l'kavzchus, yachshov ein Chote rak ani, v'shuv yashuv l'bar'o, and he'll go back to Hashem. So that's a Dalak Havschus, not about the others, but about me. If I'm Dalak Havschus, then I will be better. So maybe that's Meduyak. Hadonis Chavir Lakavschus, Donin Osolischus. Not Lakavschus, Hashem knows, but I'm going to be better, so I'm going to have more Schuyos. Donin Osolischus, and therefore I'm going to be a different person. Maybe that's in the Smak, and again, the Gemara elsewhere. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do I know that these are the cases of Charamim, and a person could give some of these, but not everything. Tanur Rabbanan, Mikol Asher Lo, V'lo Kol Mikol Asher Lo, give from anything that you have, V'lo Kol Asher Lo. Not to, you can give something from anything, but not to give everything. May Adam V'lo Kol Adam, Mi Behema V'lo Kol Behema, Mi Steachuza V'lo Kol Steachuza. Yachol Lo Yachrim V'mhechrim Yumachramim, and you might think that's only a Din L'Chadchila, but B'di'eved, you can give it all. Tamalomar, ach, divere Eliezer. You can't give everything, and it doesn't work even with the Evan. Amar Lazar ben Azarya, ma im legavoy, ein adam asher lachrim kol gud nechasav, alachas kam vakama, shi adam chas al nechasav. Good. Vitzricha, why does the Torah, why do we have to have a limud by animals and people and property? Why do we have to have all of these words? If you just had the first phrase, from anything that's his, hava mina called the islelo lichrim. I would have thought you can't give everything. Aval min echad lichrimei kule. Right? But I would have thought you could give one whole type something, as long as you still have other property. Because Rechmana may Adam below kal Adam. Because Rechmana may Adam. And if you had that pasik, you can't give all of your shvachos to losagi le below avoda. That I understand because you need to have, people work for you. How can you have not have anybody work for you? That's why the Torah says you can't give all your shvachos and avadim. Aval sadas agile pedisterin. But maybe you could give all of your land, right? You could work as a sharecropper, right? You don't have to have your own land. That's why you have to say sada. Vyashmina and hani tarti. And if you only had these two, if you had, well, let's go to the gears on the side. We add in. Vyashmina and sada mishum dechiyuse. Because a person needs a field to live. That's his parnasa. Aval adam sagile bishame. But a person, you can go get a helper. You don't need a whole eved. Ba'alma. V'yeshbin ha'nitarti, back to the Gemara, mishum da'achach yusuf achayusuf. And if you only had those, you had Sadeh and Adam, because those are for your parnasa. Aval metaltalin lechraminukule. But maybe by metaltalin you could give all of your metaltalin, tzrichi, that's why you need all of these psukim. Fine. U'behema lamali. So now the Gemara asks, behema, when it comes mi behema, the box says lamali. So what do you have to have that one? The animals, that we didn't talk about yet. We spoke about sadeh, and we spoke about adam, those two, and then we spoke about all. So behema lamali, look at the Tanya. Yochol yachrim adam, bino, upito, avdo, vishivchaso, ha'ivriyim, v'stemik naso. You might think that you can be machram everything. The Bishim Gubetzas here has 2 days, whether bino is dafka, your son. I think it makdash your son. Your daughter, there's an idea. Your daughter, we know there's kidushin bito. Your son, what do you, what, how does that, does that work? Right, so that's either it's lav dafka, or maybe the rights of your son, like his mitzia that he finds, goes to the father. Maybe it means the rights of the son. Shita's 2 days. Okay, but anyway, back to the Gemara. So you might think, machrim everything. Tamalomar behema. So we say, no, it's compared to behema. Ma behema yesh lo rishus lamokra. Of course yesh lo rishus lamokra. You can machrim anything that you could sell. So the Gemara says, "Valobito k'tana yishlo rishus lamachra yochol yachri mena." What about your young daughter? You might think you could be machrim. Tamalomar behema, ma behema yishlo rishus lamachra laolam. Of course, yishlo rishus lamachra laolam. Laolam meaning in a kishabito, you can only sell her as an amevria only up until she comes of age, and therefore that's the comparison to behema. Good. Amar blazav nazaria im lagavoy nadam rashoy v'chulu hainu tanakama. Is blazav nazaria arguing on the Tanakama? Is it the same thing? Rav Elazar says you can't give everything. Rav Elazar says, and if that's true, surely chulin. Ika beinayu, we'd rather say it's a machlokas. Ika beinayu drabi la. Maybe the difference is Rabbi Ilah. Dom Rabbi Ilah, Be'usha hiskinu, hamavazbez ayvazbez yosemi chomesh. Like we learned in Ksubis and elsewhere, if you're going to give away property, don't give away more than chomesh. Don't give away so much. There are limitations with how much chesed you're supposed to give and how much stuff you're supposed to give also. Don't give away more than a chomesh, right? Rashi quotes, you learned that from Yaakov Avinu, because it says, aser tasrenu, it says both, and a tenth of a tenth, that's altogether a fifth, 20%, and therefore don't give more than that. And Rashi quotes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like Rabbi Ilah, because that's what he says, a person should be chas on a chasav, and Rabbi Elazar does not hold of Rabbi Ilah. So when he wanted to give more, and his colleagues did not let him. So they were either involved in one way or the other, the doer or the one that didn't let, Rabbi Shevav and Rabbi Akiva. Right? The Rama quotes this halacha, Hamavazmes. Again, a huge topic in terms of the laws of stock-up. The Rama quotes this in Hilchos Sukkah, in terms of how much money one has to spend on Dalin Minim, Taf, Reish, Nun, Vav. The Shulchan Aruch discusses in Arachayim how much money you have to spend for Hidr Mitzvah. So the Ramah quotes, Umisha Ein Lo Esrog, Oshar Mitzvah Overes, Ein Sarach Lavazbez Aleha Hon Rav. One doesn't have to spend a ton. Ukamosha Amru, Hamavazbez Ayavazbez Yosemi Chomesh. So there's a difference between Hon Rav and Chomesh. Right, so what does that mean? That's a big discussion in all the Mefarshim on the Ramah. You hear right here the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha have a big discussion. Afilu mitzvah veris, right? What is the what are the limitations and how does this go? This Ramah's and Arachayim and Yaradeya, big discussions. And are there exceptions to the rule? The Chachmas Adam in Hilchot Staka, the Chachmas Adam says there's an exception to the rule of Chomesh. Sheer muflag. If somebody's a multi-billionaire, what, he can't give a Chomesh? It's not going to make a dent. It's not going to affect him as well. Asher muflag mutal avazbiz afiosim mechomesh minachasav, says the Chachmas Adam. Vemeinu muflag bashiris, he's not chomesh nechasav. Avazbiz yosim mechomesh, kedei shal yitzarech labrius. Okay, but again, there are other exceptions to the rule. By the way, there are my adds, this is only by mitzvah saseh. By mitzvah lo saseh, we have to give away all of our possessions. What about lo saseh zurabanan? Question, but again, this is a big topic, not for now. Anyway, that's an important discussion. Supporting Torah, the Shimon Kubetz says in Ksubis Dafnun, maybe that's a difference also. Supporting Torah might be to give more than Chomesh. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamachrim b'no bito v'abdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrim v'stei miknaso. Ein muchramin. If somebody is machrim, their son, daughter, avda v'shevchaso ha'ivrim, not what we said before the Canaanims, that's possible. But ivrim, a stay miknaso, a stay mikneh, not a stay achusa. Right, this mission is the opposite of all the previous cases. Ein muchramin, those don't work, because you don't have the power to do that. She'ein adam machrim, davar she'enu shalo. All of these are not yours, right? And that's not, it's not functional, right? Your son, your daughter, right? The stay miknah, you only have a limitation, right? The Sfas Emes here discusses. Maybe it should be up until Yovel, you should be able to be machrimit, right? Why not till Yovel? Okay, fine, right. Sorry? You can be machdashit, but not machrim. Hakonim alavim may machrim in divrei Yehuda. Konim alavim can't be machrim. Can't be machrim to the, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Shimon Gebetzer says, maybe it's automatically reverts back to them. They try to be machrim it, goes back. Heim zochim behem miyad, says the Shimon Gebetzer. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kohanim, there's a chilek. Hakonim ein machrimin, shacharam shalahem. Kohanim can't because they get chayrim. Valaviyim machrimim, shacharam shalahem. Laviyim can't be machrim. The special din of charamim go to the Kohanim. So the Kohen can't be machrim, but the Laviyim can. Omer Rabbi, I'm sorry, did I skip? Kohanim Leviim can't say they can't be machrim under Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon holds of a chilek. Kohanim cannot be, and Leviim can be. Amar Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda beKarkos, Shneamar ki Achuzas Olam hi lahem. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Karka. Rabbi Yehuda, who says Kohanim cannot are excluded because it says it's Achuzas Olam hi lahem. That's talking about the Arei Leviim have to remain Arei Leviim forever. And not to be given to the Kohanim. V'divrei Rabbi Shimon v'metaltalin she'acharam shalahem. I agree with Rabbi Shimon by metaltalin that the Leviim can be machrim metaltalin, but I do not agree. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the Leviim cannot be machrim by karka because the karka belongs to the Leviim forever, as the pasuk says regarding the Arei Leviim. Good. We'll see in the Gemara that our understanding on the surface is not exactly what holds up Lamaskana. Rabbi Yehuda, Bishla Kohanim Machrim and Shachrim Shalahem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand why Kohanim can't be Machrim, because Charim go to them, so they can't, be Machrim. El Leviim, well, why can't Leviim be Machrim? Bishla Mbakar Koilo Machrimi Dechsiv. Keachuzas Olam, Hi Lohem, as we just quoted. El Metaltali Lichrimi, why can't Leviim be machrim betaltalin. Amakra mikolah shalo umisteach uzaso makish betaltalin lekarkos. We compare just like karka they can't be machrim, so to betaltalin. It's all or nothing according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon bishlam akohanim kida amran el Leviim. Fine, kohanim cannot be machrim, but Leviim bishlam metaltalin lechrim delo makish. Fine, metaltalin you can't be machrim because he doesn't hold to the hekish, and therefore they can't be machrim. Ela mikarkoi amai. But according to Rabbi Shimon, how could Leviim be machrim karka? It has to stay theirs. It's einam shalahem. So how could he say that? So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Shimon only meant that they can be machrim metaltalin. So the Gemara says, okay, but what about the next line? Rabbi's version seems to say some machlokas in both. Amar Rabbi, Divrei Rabbi Nirin, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'makarkoi, v'Divrei Rabbi Shimon b'metaltali, Michlad Rabbi Shimon b'makarkinami kamar. From Rabbi's statement, it's clear that the shitas themselves say it across the board. So Gemara says, Hachi kamar, no, we misunderstood, or we have to understand Rabbi's statement that this way. Amar Rabbi, Nirin, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbi Shimon b'karkos. So therefore, that's how we understand it, and it's a different than we thought. Rebbe's not just taking a stand on the machlokas, but he's explaining the machlokas. Okay. On Rebbe Chiya Bar Avin, Hechrim metaltalin nosnan l'chol kohen sheyirtzeh. If you're machrim metaltalin, you can give it to any coin you want. Any coin you want. This is not like we had earlier when the Steachuza reverts back by Yovel. If it wasn't redeemed, it goes back to the Mishmar. The coin in the Mishmar of when Yovel started. Here, by Metaltlin, you can be machrim and give it to any coin you want. Shenemar, kol cheirim b'Yisrael, lecha yihyeh, to you. Right? To you, it shall be. Rashi, la'aharon kamer le'rachmana v'cholzara v'chlau. To Aaron and to anybody, lecha yihyeh. Tosas on the bottom of Amud Aleph, it's like Truma. Just like you give Truma to whichever coin you want. It's not, for sure. That's a fascinating, comparison. Truma, I would compare this to Kachim. Right, is this Charamim? Again, it's not Karbanos. So that's why we associate a Cherem with Hektish. So maybe not. maybe this halacha and that comparison Tosfos says in the middle of Tosfos Echrim, right, that it's like truma, so maybe we should rethink. This is one of the manas kahuna, maybe it has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. If it's cherme kohanim, it's like any manas kahuna outside. So, that's an important halacha. Hechrim sadosav, no, so the kohen shabo osha mishmar. But if somebody is machrim, their fields, then they have to give it to the kohanim in that mishmar, as we know the halacha of the kohanim split up into mishmars. Sheneemar, kistea cherim la kohen, tia achuzaso. So we compare vegamar la kohen, mi gezel ager, and we compare it to gezel ager, just like, right, if somebody steals from a ger and then they die, and they, who are they supposed to give it back to? They pay it back to the Kohanim, so to here. The Kohanim in that Mishmar, so to here. Fasim minol, and how do you know Gezel Ager goes to the Mishmar? Titanya, Lashem Lakohen. So Pasuk says in Naso, Lashem Lakohen, Kinao Hashem, Unasana Lakohen, Shabosim Mishmar. How can it go to Hashem and to the Kohen? It means Hashem has it, and then it goes to the Kohen. So, it goes to Hashem, it must be now, whichever Kohanim are there in the base of Mikdash. Ata Omer Lakohen Shabosim Mishmar, or Enoel Lakohen Shayir. So how do you know? How do you know Gezel Ager only goes to the Kohen in that Mishmar? Kshu Omer Milvad Ela Kipurim. Ashiachapra Bo'alav, when it says, besides the Karbanos, Harei Bekohen Shabosim Mishmar, because of Medaber. It's obviously talking about the Kohen in that Mishmar, and that is what's being referred to. Remember, the old Halavadiyah Mishmaros are, that's a din daraisa. It was expanded upon. How many Mishmaros? You remember, there used to be 8, and then there were 24, right? Expanded upon. But the Rambam quotes, in Ilchos Klei HaMikdash, it's part of, based on the Pasuk. Based on the Pasuk, towards the end of Sefer Dvarim. The Rambam says, HaKohanim Hovdilu Michlal Alaviyim Lavodes HaKarbanos. The Kohanim are separated from, just the Leviim are separated from the Kohanim. The Kohanim are separated from the Leviim. Shenemar, V'yibadal Aron LaHakdisho Kodesh Kadashim. Umitzvus Aseihi. La'havdil ha'kohanim ul'katsham ul'hachinam l'karban shenemar v'kidashto. The Torah call you Adam Yisrael that hope him kavod harbei ul'hachdim ozom l'chol davar. And then the Rambam quotes in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, Moshe Rabbeinu chilek ha'kohanim l'ches mishmaros. Four from Elazar, four from Isamar. And that's what it was until Shmuel and Avi. We made Shmuel, chilkam hu v'davar ha'melech la'arba v'esrim mishmar. 24. And on each Mishmar, Rosh Echad Memune, but only Yishayim La'avoda, Mishmar L'kol Shabbos. And we Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaShabbos, Hemes Chafin, Mishmar Yotze, V'Acher, Shu'acharav, Nechnas. Every Shabbos they switched, until it was, they finished the whole cycle. Okay. Viter. Says the Gemara now, Rashi says, this is a continuation of Rav Chiya Bar Avin. As he quoted before, Sada Yosel Kohanim Yovel, the Sada that goes to the Kohanim in Yovel, Nosel Mishmar Shapagabo Yovel, as we quoted earlier. Ibailuhu, Pagabu B'Shabbos Mai. What happens if the Yom Kippur of Yovel, which is the day that things switch, what happens if that was on Shabbos? Right? So there's a Mishmar leaving, there's a Mishmar coming. So which Mishmar is it? Right? This is a day of switching. So who gets the Sada? So Amar Chibar Ami Mishmar Dechufana, Nosel Mishmar Yotzei. You give it to the Mishmar HaYotzei, the one that Yovel started, right, in the Mishmar HaYotzei's time. Amar Nachar Bar Yitzchak Tanya, Mihalchi Nipsi Tata Omer, Echad Yovel Ve'echad Shvius, Mishamtik Echad. It comes out, the Brisa says, that Yovel and Shemitah are Mishame together. Shemitah at the end, and Yovel at the beginning. Ela She Yovel Mitzchilasov HaShemitah B'sofa. Says the Gemara, Adarava, what does the Ela mean? Mishum Hachiavi, it's because. It overlaps because. The Gemara says, you're right. Ema Mipnesha Yovel Chulu. So Yovel, the laws of Yovel start at the beginning of Yovel. The laws of Shemitah, in terms of Shemitah, not the Shemitah's Karka, not the Avodas HaKarka is during Shemitah, obviously. But let's say Shemitah's Ksafim, you know, that happens at the end of a Yovel. How do you know this? And that's why there's an overlap. And that's what it's referring to by the laws of Yovel starting. Bishlam Hashviyas Bisova Defsim Miket Sheva Shonim Tasa Shvita. Ela Yovel Bitzchilaso B'Yom HaKippurim Hu. But at the beginning of Yovel, it really means Yom Kippur. It doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah. It means the Yom Kippur of Yovel. That's when things kick in the halachas. Tichsiv B'Yom HaKippurim Ta'aviru Shofar B'chol Ha'artzachem. I'm sorry. Bishlam Hashviyas, I read it as let's read that again. Bishlam Hashviyas Bisova, that's at the end. Ela Yovel Bitzchilaso B'Yom HaKippurim Hu. What do you mean Yovel Bitzchilaso? On Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Kippur. How can you say there's an overlap between the end of Shemitah and the beginning of Yovel? Isn't there a 10-day gap? Right? So there shouldn't be an overlap. So Gemara says, Amani Rabbi Shmuel, but no, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Okehi, but Tzemach Lokas Tanaim, to Amar, he says that it's limbo, May Rosh Hashanah, Hu Dechayel Yovel, he says that Rosh Hashanah is Chayel Yovel, but other Tanaim say that there is a limbo. That's the Gemara, if you remember in Rosh Hashanah, Grand Rosh Hashanah, fascinating. On Daf Chesem Abayz, the Gemara there says, in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Bar Okehi, May Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim lo hayu avadim niftar lo bateim lo mishtavim lo adoneim ela ochlim v'shosim v'smeichim v'atroseim v'rasheim. Right, it sounds like y'all olam haba. Kivin shigia Yom Kippurim, they blew shofar, and then everybody goes home. And everybody goes back to their, so it's a discussion exactly, when it starts. Right, and that's the machlokas. Good. Shama Chizkiyo bar Bilute. Chizkiyo bar Bilute heard this, va'azal amar kamed Rabbi Yevo, and he said to Rabbi Yevo, v'lekish metaltalin l'karkos. Why don't we compare metaltalin of cherem to karka? Right, and as it says, and we should say that metaltalin also go to the Kohen in that mishmar. Right, why don't we have that comparison? So Gemara says, Lav Tanoi, didn't we mention it's a machlokas Tanoim, just we mentioned Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Lav Tanoi, di'ika de makish, vika de lo makish, kamadam or lo makshinan. So this mandam holds that you're not makish, but it's a machlokas Tanoim, as we saw before. Let's at least start the next Mishnah, and then Meshem we will, continue. Says the Mishnah, Cher me koanim, ein lahem pidyon. You know what, I don't want to stop in the middle maybe, so let's just stop here. But we'll continue next time with the last amud here in Amakta Sadeu as we continue last couple of days here in Mesaches Arachin. Okay, we'll stop here.